You're gonna love it. You guys are gonna have fun.
All right.
Ammonia. Yes. There you go. There you go. All right. You can just sit. There you go. Okay. Uh-huh. You'll get them later. Okay, you can find your spot and settle into it. Just settle on in. You can lay down. This is where your head should be, up here. Your head is up here. Your heads are in the middle. Your feet are out that way. There you go. There's some people sharing blankets. Everybody should have a blanket for themselves.
Except for the people sharing.
Just get settled in. Primal knowingness is exactly what it sounds like. It's a kind of knowing in a completely instinctual way. No thought is required, no planning necessary, nothing but knowing from the deep and ancient primal place arising in you. In primal knowingness, it's possible to connect deeply without words to another being who doesn't speak your language or who has a completely different orientation, another sensibility, another need. It's also possible to connect to a person who shares your life and world in an instinctive manner, so you can simply know better what is needed for them. In other words, how to make them happier. Our most animalistic sensing skill, primal knowingness, is instantaneous. There's no figuring it out. No analyzing the meaning or working to wrestle significance out of it. You know. And it is the primal thing that you know. It's really simple. Having said this, the hardest part about primal knowingness is letting yourself have it. The civilization process has been long. It's been bloody. Humans gave up the luxuries of the primordial so slowly and so completely over millennia that we are afraid of tracking our origins in the wilder nature of the human psyche and spirit. as if going there would be irrevocable, and being wild might cause insanity or weird behavior that would, by its very nature, be somehow unforgivable. It's become important to fit the norm. Clarissa Pinkola Essies said, "Don't be a fool. Go back and stand under that one red flower and walk straight ahead for that last hard mile. Go up and knock on the old weathered door. Climb up to the cave. Crawl through the window of a dream. Sift the desert and see what you find. It's the only work we have to do. You wish psychoanalytic advice? Go gather bones." Primal knowingness is tuning into the ancient factors that live in us. This sensing skill is really valuable when analyzing a group situation. From here, reading the climate of a large gathering of people, such as a political rally or a ballroom full of dancers, is actually possible. It's the original sensing skill and can tell you immediately if this tribe will accept you, reject you, or eat you for dinner. If that baby or wanderer belongs to us, or if the group must find a new place to be for the winter. It shows you how to move through the crowd and how to float on the chi in a space. In today's world, primal knowingness is valuable when assessing both birth defects, birth trauma, familial wounds, and working with families, even when just two members who share the bond of blood. Primal knowingness alone will help the practitioner to see and know the subtle connection which the strands of DNA ride through the centuries, from mother to son, father to daughter, and on and on. Feel your body laying on the floor.